الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسأله من في السماوات والأرض، كل يوم هو في شأن. Alhamdulillah, all the talks that were given, it makes the heart very happy, and there is great concern also. The reality of these things, one is just to listen to it, the superficial, and one is the reality of it, that we have to make our lives according to this. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala really grant it to us. And as we mentioned many times also, and may Allah grant us all, it isn't sufficient just to wear a topi, kurta, and our outward Islam, but our private life, our inner life, that must also be correct. And that is that effort, continuous effort. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant it to us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this reality into us, that the concern be of the day of Qiyamah. All the talks, the ash'ar, the translation, mashallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in our coming year, this is all a sign that we want these things to come into us. But may, as Maulana Zaid, mashallah, explained with that beautiful example of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, let us get the pure water. May Allah ta'ala bless us. And in the other talks also, Maulana Isa Badat, etc., mashallah, if we become Allah's, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ, He will see to all our matters. In this ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everyone who is in the heavens and the earth, and in fact everything, is asking Allah ta'ala. He is in fact dependent on Allah ta'ala. There is nothing whatsoever that is in existence of its own. It didn't come into existence of its own, and it can't stay into existence of its own. It is all only by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So fortunate are those people who are conscious and who are mu'mineen, believers, and they ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they have that conviction and that reality, just like Maulana Isa Badat explained, that how the guardian, the father, will take care of all your matters. Like that, we also, all our matters, we realize Allah is in charge. But unfortunately, we are very far from it. But we have to dig and spell that well, and we have to come to the reality. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, my income is in my control. In which way? He says, I see the more I spend, the more Allah gives me. The less I spend, less Allah gives me. So that is now, that is for deen's sake that a person spends. When we have that connection with Allah Ta'ala, which unfortunately we lack still very, very greatly. And we ask of people, because we haven't got that reality, that tawakkul. So yeah, in this ayat, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, everyone is 100% dependent on Allah Ta'ala. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَانٍ. And Allah Ta'ala, every day, and the tafsir of every day here is, every split second, Allah Ta'ala is in a different splendor, is in a different shan. That is what each and every, not human, not jinn, every creation of Allah, Allah has got a shan with that person. For somebody, Allah is increasing him. Somebody, Allah is decreasing him. Somebody, Allah is giving health. Somebody, Allah is taking away his health. Somebody, Allah Ta'ala is making him come closer to Allah. Somebody, somewhere, Allah Ta'ala is making a person go away from Allah Ta'ala. So what, not only every person, every human, they are mukallaf, human being and jinn. But everything, Allah Ta'ala has got a direct connection with each and every person. And in fact, not only with every person, but with every part of every human's body also. With the mind, with the eyes, it's Allah's connection all the time. And Allah Ta'ala is doing all the time. Then on the day of Qiyamah, سَنَفْرُغُ, Allah says, I will become free from all that work which I was doing now. Now I will start taking hisab kitab of my bandas. So this is, may Allah, it's not an easy thing. It's a hard walk and a hard effort and a continuous effort and an external effort. And may Allah bless us and realize internal effort also. That we have that connection, that we realize that we are dependent on Allah, not only for our rozi, but for our hidayat also. We are dependent on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, not only for our outward things, but our spiritual things also. And we have to build that connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when we have that connection, and Allah ta'ala all the time. One time, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, other great malaika, were crying for thousands of years. Allah asked them why. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, they said that, Ya Allah, Shaitan worshipped you for so many years, but finally he was thrown out of your court. So we are afraid that it must not happen to us. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kunu kazali. Just remain like that. Have that fear all the time. So this is that what we must have. Keep on making that effort. And as in the thoughts it came, that we are in the world, there is various temptations, etc., all the time. And that is the test all the time. And we know in today's world, especially with our children, with everyone, the computer games, etc., which are on the cell phones, everywhere, the porn, etc., all these things, which are so common. And the temptations are so much, so a person has to make this his niyyah, and he has to walk. And he must walk as much as he can. And as a little child, when he starts walking, the father gives him the finger. And he thinks that he is walking. But actually the father is supporting him. Or the father puts him in his lap when the father is driving. And then when he comes home, he tells the mother, you know what, your son drove today. And the son is also happy I drove. But it was actually that he was being driven. So we need Allah Ta'ala's help. And we have to be conscious. And we got no mafar, no escape from tawbah and istighfar. Because we are faltering all the time with every part of our body. So continuously. And we got no mafar, we got no escape from begging the mercy of Allah. Even Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Illa ayyat ghammadani rabbi bi rahmati. Or kama qal alayhi salatu wa sallam, that nobody will gain salvation on the day of Qiyamah, but that Allah Ta'ala envelopes him, throws his rahmat upon that person. And this effort that you are making is a sign that Allah is going to make him, Allah is going to put his rahmat. So we have to continuously, is tarah se humne tay kiye raaste, in this way we covered our walk, chale, we walk, gire, we fell, uthe, we got up, chale, and we walked again. So we will fall also, but make tawbah, istighfar, and ask for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality, make effort for the Islahi Jalsa, not only to come ourselves, but to bring as many brothers as possible to come for the Islahi Jalsa as well, and for all the other efforts of Deen also make effort, and wherever we can support every effort, the work of Tabligh and Dawah, the Darul Ulooms, the Makatib, all the good work that is taking place, let us be part and parcel of everything. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا رضينا بالله ربا رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكروا ذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفلا ذكر الغافلون. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وهوذا لنا موردا. اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي واستعملنا بسنتي واستعملنا بسنتي وتوفنا على ملتي وتوفنا على ملتي وتوفنا على ملتي واجعلنا من حزبي. اللهم اجعلنا من رفقاء مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا، فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا، واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا، واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أكرت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأكرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولي مولاها. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك، لم تملكنا منا شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا، فكن أنت ولينا وحدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك ولا تكن علينا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم احفظنا من كل فتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسجد الدجال، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات، ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. اللهم اجزي سائر المسلمين إلينا بأحسن الجزاء وأطيب الجزاء، لا سيما شيخنا، وارزقه العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، ووفقنا أن نستفيد منه استفادة كاملة. اللهم توفنا مسلمين، والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين خير خزايا، ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. ربنا إننا آمنا، فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا، وكفر عنا سيئاتنا، وتوفنا مع الأبرار، وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.